Juno is planning to have a winter warming center again this year, but the new cold weather emergency shelter would be several miles away from its old location. For some, that means transportation will become the key issue dividing those who make it to the shelter and those who could be left out in the cold. KTOO's Rasha McChesney has this report on how the new facility will operate and what homeless residents think of the service.
It's lunchtime at the Glory Hall Homeless Shelter in downtown Juneau. Dozens of shelter residents and drop-ins are sitting around for a meal, a hot cup of coffee, usually surrounded by piles of their belongings. And this time of year, that means backpacks and skateboards, along with heavy winter coats and blankets. News that there could be a warming center this winter came as a surprise. The building where that center was operated for the last 2 years was torn down this past summer. That building was in downtown, and it got a lot of use. City data shows 179 people used it to keep warm last winter.
It was a good spot to rally, to see, you know, during the winter, that's when a lot of people kind of get lost and cold, and it's harder during the winter to keep yourself sheltered. I mean,
Tapia Church was born and raised in Juneau. He's been homeless in the city for about 4 years. Church and others say they can make do outside. They'll find more blankets, curl up under staircases or in other sheltered spots, but it's not easy. He's glad to hear the city is putting money toward operating the emergency winter shelter again. But the particulars of the proposal are important. His number one issue? Transportation. St. Vincent de Paul is the local arm of a national Catholic charity. If it gets final approval to operate the shelter, staff will run it from a location on Teal Street in the Valley. But that's several miles from downtown. Church says a lot of homeless people in Juneau live in downtown, and traveling can be complicated.
You know, I mean, a lot of us have to carry our houses on our back. And if you leave anything anywhere, well, you might as well consider it gone.
That question of transportation hasn't quite been resolved yet. Bradley Perkins is the general manager for the St. Vincent de Paul Society. He says they'll rely on a combination of city buses, and when those stop running at 11:30 p.m., a shuttle, though they don't have one yet. Perkins says he's hoping to get one donated. He says there's not currently a plan to give people vouchers to offset the costs of bus fare, but they're considering it. He doesn't think transportation to and from downtown will be a big issue. He disagrees with the idea that the bulk of homeless people in Juneau live in downtown.
No, they're actually, especially now, they're all over the place. These are all our clients anyway. We know all the people there. We've seen them all year. We are very well aware of these people.
Back at the Glory Hall, Church says he hopes assembly members make transportation funding a priority.
If we had $2 to spend on something, it would be on food or, you know, anything that can keep us warm or anything during the night, because just getting money alone is hard enough. But to just hop on a bus isn't just hopping on a bus. It's to sit around for a couple hours asking people for change and stuff like that. It's just one more process.
Others at the Glory Hall said they'd likely use the warming shelter because they have no other place to go. But they have other concerns. A woman named Heather, who prefers not to give her last name, says she's used the warming center in the past, but she wishes services would be synchronized a little better. The warming shelter in the Valley would operate between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6:30 a.m. on days when it's 32 degrees or colder. The Glory Hall doesn't open for breakfast until 7 a.m.
And so there was a half hour of time frame to kill before this place was even open in the morning to come in and get coffee. It would be nice to have it coordinated to where as soon as one's ends, the other one's open, you know what I mean?
Heather says she's lived in Juneau for years. She sees this effort to move the warming center out to the Valley as yet another way for the city to push homeless people out of downtown. But Perkins says St. Vincent will now be able to provide a lot of services from its location in the Valley. If the final approval comes through from the Borough Assembly, St. Vincent will be operating a sleep-off center for intoxicated people, a transitional housing facility, a warming shelter, and a food pantry from the same building complex.
There's a continuum, and so we're going to have the CCFR, the fire department, ETs, sitting actually, you know, I don't know, 100 feet from where the sleep-off is. And so if they bring people in that turn out they don't need to be in sleep-off, they can just walk over and put them right into the warming center.
The final approval of the $125,000 contract will be in front of the assembly on Monday at 7 p.m., It's on the consent agenda, and that means it could be approved without discussion, but there will be time for public comment at that meeting. From KTOO, I'm Rasha McChesney.